Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe. On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
Thanks again to Ryan Tracy. For real, follow him on Twitter at Ryan Tracy NFL. Check out RJR Football on YouTube is great. Locked On Chiefs podcast, everybody already knows about. And the Athletic Matrix is just, it's another resource made by somebody who obviously covers this team very closely. You ought to go support that. Lots and lots and lots of people are doing really great content right now. And the more that we support those things, the more it's going to continue to spark other people doing the same thing. And you can kind of, there's something that Justin McElroy of the My Brother and Me podcast, the McElroy Family Empire, said at one point that stuck with me, which is that you can vote with your dollar on things like content. And by doing that, supporting people like Ryan, you you say, hey, I like this, I'd like more of this in the world. So you can do that. Just go to Ryan Tracy NFL on Twitter, or you can go to rogueapc.com. You can go over to the store. You can find the Athletic Matrix by the PDF. I got it open right now. It's great. All right. You guys want to open some fake basketball cards?
Heck yeah, I do.
So here's the deal.
Maybe, they may be fake, but they're real in my heart.
They're not effing tangible, but they are going to be ours. I've had terrible luck at NBA Top Shot drops, but I did pre-order the one that everybody could get, which means they're going to be used. They're going to be absolutely worthless. But Rudy and I both have.
There are some that are now. I guess it depends, right? Like, I mean, like, I don't know what the high is.
You don't have to lie to me.
But like, there are some that you could easily sell for, you know, like at least $50.
I got a $2 bill
and there
for
might
you.
And there might be some more, because there are a couple like rookie like for like debuts, like the LaMelo Ball's like rookie debut.
Which
that
ball
one
is
might
he
actually
beards?
Be like worth.
He's the smallest ball.
A decent.
He's the biggest ball, but he's the littlest
amount.
Ball.
He's the best ball.
Yeah, probably.
But the littlest
far.
Ball.
Yeah. So the LaMelo Ball limited edition, which you could get. Lowest ask, $1,400.
That would make me happy.
Yeah.
So we got two of those, and then also Rudy got a Cool Cats pack today.
Yeah,
we're opening three packs of Top Shot.
Because I'm a cool
Which
cat.
Which one are we doing first again?
Because I'm a cool cat.
Rudy's common,
okay.
Yeah,
not
let's do my
cool
pre-order.
Cat pack.
Yeah, my pre-order one.
Rudy's on the ones and twos. He's going to try to evaluate the costs of these.
Yeah, now on these base set packs that me and Josh have, basically what we're looking for is either
I got a notepad.
Players first Top Shot, rookie debuts, or big names. So if it's or obviously any limited edition, or just like big names. You don't want the continuous circulations necessarily, but if it's a Kevin Durant, that's not bad.
I might kill a
People
video.
People will buy those.
Struggling a little bit.
All right, you won't be able to see us on the video streams. You'll be able to see the packs actually opening. Just hide the video, whatever, see if it helps.
Yep.
Worth a shot.
I'm curious. Wait, what's he doing?
We will not. If you're watching on video, you'll see the packs opening.
Gotcha, but
you
won't see us.
You will hear us.
Yeah.
You will not see us.
That's fine.
We'll see if that helps at all.
Gotcha. Because I was thinking to myself, I was like, wait, I can't see what's opening?
No, you can't see what's opening.
Got it.
I will keep track of the cumulative values of these. Rudy will get the values, and we'll open them as soon as the mood's right. As soon as we have the vibe in here being especially correct.
Yeah.
Which means we need the music. I'm dancing and no one can see it except for Rudy and Beards. Which is probably for the best. All right, let's open the first one. Let's open Rudy's pre-ordered common base pack.
Wow. That should be noted, these are both common packs.
Well, there's the Cool Cats.
The
this
cool
is the
cats
base pack.
Common pack. Yeah,
we're doing
the
a base
common.
Pack right now.
Well, I'm clicking it, but it's not doing anything.
Did you click on the open?
The word open is what I would suggest clicking on.
Yeah,
I
that'll
saw
do it.
A little. Did that do it?
Yeah, it did.
That typically will do the trick.
We call that user error.
Yeah.
Opening pack.
Twitch chat. Get your various emotes ready to go. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, so now you hit open pack. It's a little dicey. A little bouncy,
breaking news. It says that it displays the latest community sales in real time. It just said that right there.
I do know that they made some updates to it. So, yeah, we might not have to do the search thing. That'd be nice.
Rudy, important question. Go ahead, ask it, Beards.
Left, right, or middle?
Better internet that made this work better. Right.
Well, listen, if we're... Yeah, and I would like for mine to have 15 grand cash in it. I mean...
Right. Show me limited editions or nuggets. We got...
I see a Mavs logo.
Oh!
Oh, it's Luka!
It's in the top 5,000. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
It's a Luka assist. Willie Cauley-Stein dunk.
Kentucky little action in there.
Luka assist to a Willie Cauley-Stein dunk. That's pretty good for Rudy.
4,000. It's under 5,000 out of 35,000. Like that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that.
So Beards, that's a little bit covered by the chat. Is there a latest sold on there, or is that only going to be on another page?
That's probably on another page.
That might be next, yeah.
All right, let's not worry about it then. Do you have a number yet?
I don't.
We'll cash out later.
Yeah,
we'll cash out later.
I'm curious. Let's see what's next here. Yeah,
love it.
Let's go left, Beards.
Going to the left. Click to reveal. I'm guessing it's nearly revealed. At least on Beards' screen. All right, we got a dunk of some sort.
We got a pull. Yes,
Steven Adams is great. Steven Adams is fun.
Yeah.
It's an okay dunk, but it looks like a pirate. It's a very high serial number.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Not, you know, hey, here's the thing. You know, this one's not going to – I'm not going to, like, retire off this one. But you know what? Sometimes you just need some fodder for the collection, right?
Here's the thing.
You just need to add a little something.
Whenever you are living in your mansion for billionaires – whenever this does make you rich, you're going to have some moments that you keep to loop on the TV,
yep.
And this is going to be one of them. And you're going to go, oh, man, I remember Steven Adams. He looked like a pirate.
Yeah.
Steven Adams is great.
His whole family is like 7 foot tall, too. Like, everybody in the family. And they're like farmers.
Makes it worth even more.
And New Zealand.
You ready for the middle?
Let's do it. Come on,
better internet would be good if we had.
Hey, maybe if I hit big here, I can get a better internet.
Paying for internet, Rudy. Paying for internet. Another Mavs.
Wait, did I just get the same one? No, it's a different Luka assist. Oh, that's a real low serial number.
It's another.
Wait, is it the same one?
I think you just got the same. That's Willie Cauley-Stein dunking again.
Yeah. I got the same one. That's pretty cool.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a pack. You can get the same thing. Like, it's possible.
Hold on. What?
Yeah. Do I need to click these again to make sure we got the same one?
Yeah,
it's the same image.
Yeah,
you
can
see.
It's the same one.
You got dupe in a pack with three? Hold on, listen here, NBA Top Shot. Or should I say NBA Top Shot? No, I won't. Because it'd be an FCC violation.
Top Snot?
You can keep the music going, Beards. It's fine.
You were ranting. I was pausing.
That's right. The music can be here for the rant.
NBA
Listen
top
here,
snot.
NBA Top Snot. It's a pack with three cards. And you gave Rudy two of the same one?
Here's the thing. I can now sell one and keep that.
I mean,
that's fine,
but like...
So Luka Doncic, you know, I could sell it pretty easily for about $50, it looks like. So I can sell one for $50. And, you know, keep the
It worked out fine. You can keep the lower serial number, sell the higher serial. It worked out fine for you. I'm not shedding a tear for you, Rudy.
It's not a great pull, but it's a little weird.
But it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Justin T. Jacobson on Twitch says, I've never seen a duplicate before. Chaotic Warrior says, that's got to be crazy rare.
I've seen duplicates once before. Somebody got three Zions, actually. They got three Zions all in the same pack. And two of the Zions were the same moment. So I have seen that, which is... But that's the only time I've ever seen
it. All right, I'm going to leave this page.
Really
wild.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's cool, Beards.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're doing Josh.
So it didn't show... I didn't see anything or it showed.
No, it didn't show.
But that's fine.
We're doing Josh next, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you think that Luka one's probably $50?
Yeah,
Rudy?
The Luka one's about $50, I imagine. I can pull up the Steven Adam ones while Beards is getting... My guess is it's 20-ish, maybe 10-ish, maybe even.
Or are these packs, like 15? What happened, Beards?
This one, these are seven.
Because, I'm guessing because you've opened, I don't know if that's true or not. Because you opened this, I guess, in an incognito tab, it's not showing up in my selection.
Let's open Rudy's second one, and then I'll show you how the internet works.
Oh, I'm telling you how OBS is working.
And he's going to tell you how the internet works.
Oh, do you not have it screen capping? Do you just have it doing... I did that last time, Beard, so I don't know.
I don't know, but we were also using normal OBS then and not this fancy version.
Let's open Rudy's and then we'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, the Steven Adams ones.
Let's do the cool cats,
I could probably
baby.
Sell the Steven Adams ones for about $20.
Open!
Okay, so for the cool cats, let me pull up my Google Sheets here. We are going to get 5 moments in this. 4 of them are going to be base.
Five?
Yes, 4 of them will be base sets.
Dang.
And then one of them will be the cool cast. Now, there are 5 cool casts. There's Bogdan Bogdanovich, goes behind the back for a floater, Alana. And by the way, the cool cats are players who are on new teams. That's what this set is. You have Charlotte's Gordon
Hayward.
I'll
give you $100 for the Chris Paul one already.
Houston's Christian Wood, Milwaukee's Drew Holiday, and Phoenix's Chris Paul. We
Boom.
Obviously want the Phoenix Chris Paul.
1 through 5.
We want
What's
it. We
number?
Want a high serial number there. And then from there, there are 5 Nuggets. So
1 through 5.
A Bol Bol Euros' way to a dunk would be real nice. Like if I could get a Bol Bol moment, it'd be real good.
If you get a Jamal Murray moment.
Rudy, yeah. They said cool cats. Yeah.
Well, he's not
Those
in
the
cool cat. He's a
base.
But if I get a Bol Bol, oh boy. All right,
okay,
let's go top right.
Number 3.
Got a Hornets.
Gordon Hayward.
Ah,
the cool
that's
cat.
The cool cap. God,
you
that's
pulled
a pretty
cool
good.
Cat right
it's a
away.
Pretty high serial number, though. 27,000.
Gordon Hayward, post-blow up.
2,700, yeah.
Big difference.
It's a little, you know, here's the thing. Like, I don't hate getting to Gordon Hayward. It's a little disappointing because I don't want the Chris Paul.
I'd also like it if it would just show which one was going to be the cool cat. So you could just
stay
save
away
it.
From it.
Just
but there,
save
there
it.
Is
it's a layup. It's
there
not
is
even a
something
dunk.
About like having like again where it's kind of like which one is it and like are we gonna run into it? That is a
What's
little bit
one?
Of exciting.
Unis are sweet though, and it's a high serial. It's a good serial
yeah,
number.
Yeah, it's
so.
A good serial number. Let's go bottom left now.
Number 4.
This one I could probably sell for about $100. Yeah, 75 to 100, pretty easy. Oh,
That's
we got a
dunk.
Milwaukee dunk.
Oh, a dunk,
Brook
from,
Lopez.
A dunk from Milwaukee famous big man, Brook Lopez.
Again,
on a rebound.
Against former team Brooklyn.
More of a tip-in.
Oh, it's on Kevin Durant, so like that makes it a little bit better.
Serial number is in the 21,000s. I'm not really worried about it.
I bet it's 20-ish would be my guess. It's got Kevin Durant in it, which makes it maybe it's a little bit higher up to even 30, but that would be my guess.
Next card.
Top left.
Number 1.
Music slaps, dude.
Very good.
Ooh, got
Brooklyn.
Oh, my.
Jeff Green. But hey, it's a limited edition. So that, you know what? Limited editions are always worth a little bit more. So I will, I'm, this is a, and this would be a player's top shot debut. More than likely. That's what it should be. Because the serial number is out of 12,000. So this one actually might be low key, like higher than you would expect it to be.
Number 2, number 5.
I'm sure it's nothing great. But,
Jeff Green.
Nothing amazing. Bottom right.
Number
Beards.
5.
Yeah, top sale. Lowest ask was $20. Top sale was $92. So, you know, my guess is 40 to 50. Which isn't bad. Chris Middleton assist. Low serial number.
More bucks. Bad serial number.
Yeah.
Good play, though.
Really bad.
Good play, though.
Fine, okay, play.
It was only
Chris Middleton.
And it was to Bryn Forbes, which doesn't help. Like, if it was to Giannis.
It was to Drew Holiday, actually. Bryn Forbes was there,
Oh,
though.
Yeah, he takes the outlet pass from teammate Bryn Forbes, passes it to a streaking
Drew
Holiday.
Number 2.
Against the Orlando Magic. Wow, what a play.
Well, hey, maybe I'll give it to Tucker. He's a Magic fan.
Last one for Rudy. Yeah, it's a block.
Miles Turner. A pretty high, decent serial number.
I think
but,
it's a low serial number. I think. I feel like your terminology is. It's against the Magic again.
It's 5,700 out of 35,000 plus. It's decent.
I think I would say that a low serial number is 15. Like,
yes, got
you. Know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yep. It's not bad.
So you got a couple of like.
I would say there's. I've got a handful of like. Like the Gordon Hayward's a pretty easy 75, probably, if not 100.
That was your best pull, the site.
Yeah. It was a good serial number. And then, like, just the fact that you have a decent amount of, I would say, 20 to 50s. It's like, it's not bad. I don't know if there's anything in there that, like, I would just, like, sell right now because.
Other than the Gordon Hayward one, right? And the Luka when you get 50
right, Rudy,
bucks.
I'm going to sign you out here.
They're not part of
so we can figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, part of it is just like
sell a Luka.
What I'll do is like, and maybe I will eventually, but I'll probably hold on to them for a little
get
bit.
Get rid of a Luka. You know whatever you want. It's your life. You know. I respect that.
Part of it is like if one of them like was like again like the Jaylen Brown one where it's like that's an easy flip. I'll probably sell one of the Lukas because I don't need two Lukas.
So Beards, here's my question for you.
Yeah.
Can you just do a desktop capture instead of doing a specific window capture, because that gives you some more flexibility anyway, as long as you don't have any passwords saved on your home screen.
Yeah, we'll see if I can do that.
I will warn you that was one of the things that basically bleeped up my Streamlabs, and I was setting mine up, but I figured that's what you were doing this whole time.
No,
so
I've
now
been
I'm
just doing browser capture or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, all in all, nothing.
See what I can do here.
Nothing like super special. Jeff Green's first Top Shot moment is pretty cool, but nothing like great. Nothing terrible though. I mean, Gordon Hayward's it's a good serial number for Gordon Hayward. But
so let's say that the good number Luka one is $50.
Probably.
The lower number Luka one, we're gonna make a 25. We're trying to be realistic here.
Yeah. I don't see a desktop capture option here.
Definitely is one. Number 20. We're gonna say with $20 for the Steven Adams one.
Display. Yeah.
Display capture makes sense.
That's
maybe 75 for Gordon Hayward. What do we think about Brooke Lopez?
I would say
tenor?
About another 20. Uh-oh. It's a little bit lower serial number than Steven Adams.
Is it a black screen, Beards?
He does it on
Beards. Need more information than
things are freezing.
Looking fine over here. Just looking at Rudy on this.
I've
screen.
Got a nice 18 moments now though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton, what do you think that one's
going
to be
really
worth?
I'm stacking.
$10.
Yeah, that feels. It might be a little bit more, but I'm fine. I think I could sell it for 10. My guess is that there's some posts for 20 to 30, but they're not. They're probably not selling.
Beers, it's definitely not crashed because I'm watching Rudy on Twitch.
For me, it has.
I mean, we are still currently live.
I'm watching Rudy on Twitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm watching myself on the Casper
I can't currently
app.
Do anything on my computer.
Excellent. So I've got, let's say 50, 75, 150, 170, 190, 200, $240 total.
I was going to say like 200 to 300
there we go.
Is probably what I got out of that.
The math that I just did got us to about 240 for
yeah,
Rudy.
And I spent, I didn't really actually spend any money because I bought both of these packs with the sales of Jaylen Green. Or Brown, but they would have been $23 total in the two packs.
You're in the black. Not a loss.
Not a loss.
Beards, hear my options. How is OBS doing?
I'm just getting it finished.
Gotta
right
stop
now,
talking over. Hey guys, we gotta stop talking. Beards, how are you doing? Beards, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing.
We gotta stop talking over each other. Drew, are you feeling good about your packs?
I'm just.
We've gotta be careful about the crosstalk.
I'm just adding.
Interruptions are bad.
The issue. There, I turned off Josh's mic. We're good now.
I'm just adding to the to my moments. I'm building my collection.
Probably a positive choice.
Now I got a good idea. I'm gonna pull up that marketplace thing where I can like see my ranking, like how much my collection is worth.
Ooh,
total.
I like that.
Okay, we're up and we're good.
I'll start working on that.
Is my tab over there working or nah?
It looks like it's fine.
Is it gonna be on OBS? Look at that. I see it.
Yeah.
Look at that. So are you doing desktop capture right now?
Yes.
Excellent.
I had to open up the task manager, though, because everything else was frozen.
That makes sense.
It was a nice layup by Gordon Hayward.
It was. I will say this, Beards. I saw the stream itself did hold.
That's
even as the hardware
Failed.
Was
miserably.
The spirit was willing, but the body was weak on this one.
All right, I'm opening the pack. You ready?
All right, enough of this bull bleep of Rudy's making money. Let's make me some dollars.
Okay, you want limited editions.
Hold on.
We
hold
want
on one
rookies.
Second. Hold on one second.
We want guys making their NBA debut.
You can open the pack if you want. Hold on, I got to take.
We want big names.
Rudy, you got to be careful about the interruptions.
We want big names.
Rudy, we got to stop at the crosstalk.
Names.
Hello. Oh, guys, I'm answering the phone. Yeah. Yeah, no, make the down payment. Yep. For both of them. Yeah, baby, let's do it. What was the... There's a famous Childish Gambino line, my realtor I'm talking to on the phone right now. I got a penthouse on both coasts, pH balance. I want both of them. You heard me.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them.
All right, let's open these. Listen, guys, I can't...
Says he wants both of them.
I can't make too many things too clear here all at once, guys.
Once.
Both of them. But I really need these cards to come through for me.
Left, right, middle.
Once.
Both of them. It's just hard for me to find the spots to talk whenever Rudy keeps doing a chant, sort of shark bait, hoo-ha-ha.
Both of
like
them.
Like Finding Nemo.
Left, right, middle.
Right.
Both of them.
I'll just take Suns at this point. Any Devin Booker Suns? We're really behind on the stream now. I do think... Oh, that's a layup from a Raptor.
Kyle Lowry.
Up against Landry Shamet.
Ooh. High serial number.
Really bad serial number.
Kyle Lowry layup. Well, the lowest ask is about $5. Top sale, $1,500. Guessing you're closer to the five.
Or middle.
We're going to go ahead and call that a fiver. Let's go to the left, everything I own in the house on the left. Hold on really quick. Thanks for calling back. Go ahead and let's just do one of the houses you pick. All right, thanks. That's a nugget dunk.
Oh, no.
Jamal Murray.
Oh, no.
Against the Suns.
I love it.
Beards, who won that game? Who won that game, Beards? What's the final?
Denver did by four.
Hey, Josh.
We can trade. I'll work on it.
I need it.
That's the last Jamal Murray Rudy's going to see all year.
I need it, Josh.
It's not even Jamal Murray's
this
best online moment.
The game, I'm pretty sure, where we stayed here, like way later than like we planned on.
Find how much this piece of garbage is worth.
Andre
Iguodala dunk. Thanks for nothing, Beard. Thanks for waiting on absolutely nothing.
No.
Well, I'll just let you talk while it loaded because it takes a while for you guys to see it.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't watching. It's in the Heat, the new Vice Unis, and a sub 2000 serial number. On this Andre Iguodala.
I didn't receive the serial number. That's very nice.
That's 16. Oh, that's a 1,000. That's a 1691 serial number.
Your Jamal Murray was probably like 20.
Is there
bucks,
anything you want to see on this page?
Yeah, I want to know which one of the houses I should buy.
None of them.
That Andre Iguodala had better be pretty expensive.
Now, which it was an Iguodala
dunk against the Raptors.
169.
169. Okay. 1691.
Top sale is $2,882.
The house that's a month of rent maybe in the nice penthouse.
169. You could get roughly.
My phone's ringing. Hold on, Rudy. Yep. Hold on one second, man. Yep. All right. Go ahead, Rudy. Sorry, I'm on the phone now. Go ahead, Rudy.
Yeah. Oh, so it bounces between like $30, $75, $169. Nice. I would say it's worth $69 because it's $1,069.
Probably the
recently 30.
Hey, Rudy, if you could hold on one second, I'm on the phone. Hey, pull the offers. Both of them. Yeah. Yeah, no. Oh, so there's a deposit. Non-refundable?
Oh.
Sorry, you're
that's going to hurt.
Call's breaking. You got it. You can handle it. I'm going through a tunnel. You're watching the show on Twitch? Oh, that's crazy. Twitch also must be break. You got it. Figure it out. All right. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. So I'm in the top 37 percentile, currently my account value is about $254. I've profited at $228. My return on investment is 876%.
Do you want to buy a house in a beach on a beach in New Jersey?
I do not.
Is there a bridge to go with it?
Right now, it's just a house. You guys can do it. You guys want to do a timeshare? You want to get in on a timeshare? You guys can split the cost of the house, and then all three of us will split the time that we stay there?
You know, not really. I currently don't have, like, a moment that's worth, like, a ton of money. But, like, that's, I sold the Jaylen Brown one. That was the one that was worth good money. I currently rank 165,526.
I'll sell you the Jamal Murray highlight against the Suns for $1.8 million.
What did you end up just naming your account? Because JB Briscoe was just bad. You were being a bad boy.
Just JBB, I think.
So your account value is $71. Your profit loss is $71. You're up 71. Oh, actually, you're just even. No return on investment. You are in the bottom 55 percentile. Based off the lowest ask. Now it doesn't. It just shows you lowest ask on here.
The lowest what?
The lowest ask. Most of yours are $6 or less. Except for the Kristaps Porzingis, which is 35. Now, again, like the Zach LaVine, the lowest ask is $6, but your serial number is 2,623. That's probably more like $20 to $30, but it just goes off the low.
Right. So you are interested in buying the Jamal Murray one for roughly the cost of a penthouse in Cape May, New Jersey.
Give you $5.
I'll take it. At this point, Beards, do you want my computer? Ooh. My laptop? We'll say my laptop for...
I got a $2 bill with your name on it.
I'll take it. That's fine.
They've now got like a live chat analysis thing where you can like message and like ask questions and like buy and sell stuff like live.
Ask if they want to buy a house in Cape May, New Jersey on the beach.
Do you want to buy it? No, I don't want my account to be like hit for spam. You know what? I'm not going to do that. Feels like I get hit for spam real fast.
Well, I'm going to make several phone calls. Let's take a break and try to pay some of the bills around here because suddenly some of us have found ourselves really needing to either get a house right back on the market or at least just sort of change my identity. And maybe that way they can't.
It's pretty cool. You
the
can
deposit's
see,
non-refundable, he said.
You can see the sales as they happen. Like, I'm on Gordon Hayward's, that cool cat moment.
Yeah.
And so it shows every sale as it's happening for the price that it's happening.
Why didn't you guys let me buy two houses?
I didn't let you buy anything.
I bought two houses before even opening the packs.
Didn't let you buy.
For a base pack. Why didn't you guys stop me?
Anything.
This is really your fault.
That sounds like a you problem.
You guys should have been... You guys should have stopped me from doing that. Which is why I did put both of you guys down... as co-signers on both houses.
Oh, boy.
And so I've got good news. It means I won't go to prison. Bad news is you guys both suddenly have really terrible credit.
Oh, boy. I wish I would have got that Chris Paul one.
Me too.
Might have been able to get me to trade Chris Paul for Jamal Murray straight up. That'd been a bad trade, but I might have done it.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been the worst financial decision made on air in the last couple minutes anyway.
That's a great point.
Who needs two houses?
If you're waiting for the music to end, there's still 4 minutes of this left.
Sorry, I was just thinking about if I can take all the money out of my bank account without authorities noticing, flee the country, and try to rebuild my Top Shot empire in another country.
I just want a rare pack.
There was a
that's
pack
what we
that, was,
get now.
That was $1,000.
Yeah, that one's out of my price range right now. But if we can get into one that's anywhere between $1 and $200, easy.
I mean, boy,
easy.
Rudy, if you don't think you could afford a...
Not with real money, with my Jaylen Brown sales.
If you don't think that you could afford a $1,000 Top Shot pack, wait till I tell you how much you couldn't afford two houses! How much time's left in the music now, Beards?
Still 3 minutes.
Why don't you skip to the end, get the big swell, and then go to break?
Do you want to know who has the highest, who's the number one account on Top Shot?
Sure.
It's NBA Top Shot. They have the most moments. For whatever reason.
Gee,
there's a username called NBA Top Shot. They're number one. Their value is $42 million.
Oh!
They own 16,000 moments.
See if they want to buy between one and two houses.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Oh, no. OBS, don't disconnect.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Damn it!
Oh, no. Did we lose Facebook?
With Joshua Briscoe.
Fantastic.
It's back. It's back.
Okay, good. I hope they heard you screaming.
Whenever it does that, I just have to hope and pray it connects soon. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right, right. It's completely outside of your own control.
Like everything in this building.
Everything.
The board decides to just explode. Can't do anything about that. Internet shuts down. Oh, that's out of my comfort zone.
I stop talking. Uh-oh.
I'm screwed.
You're screwed.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I was going to put my Andre Iguodala moment on the marketplace for $69 because the serial number is 1,069-1.
Yeah.
Which it's 1691.
Yeah.
But then I went to go make it $169 instead, just in case anybody wanted to be funny.
You never know.
And then the cooldown is now in place, so I can't list it again for another 9 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Once every 10 minutes.
So. Wow, guys. This is so useless. I have the box score for Andre Iguodala's game where he had this alley-oop dunk. The Heat won.
Yeah.
He played 21 minutes and 32 seconds, had 13 points.
Yeah, it shows everything, babe.
And didn't shoot a free throw.
It even shows like their
had an assist and three rebounds.
Scroll down a little bit more, you can see their stats, like the season averages and all that stuff.
He was drafted 9th overall in 2004.
Yeah. You got to know everything, Josh.
Andre Iguodala's hometown, Springfield, Illinois. Who knew?
I didn't.
I didn't.
I do now. I added that Luka assist to my Rudy's Wildcat showcase because it's got a Willie Cauley-Stein dunk there at the end. So now I got two in that one.
What's your other one?
Rudy's Nuggets.
No, what's the other Wildcat moment?
Oh, it's the Jamal Murray.
Oh.
It's the same Jamal Murray that I have that's in also in my Nuggets. I got three Nuggets and two Wildcats.
I got to be able to say, and this is Jamal Murray dunking on the Suns.
Yeah, which feels right. It's good. Feels good.
$500, you can have it.
Done.
That's legally binding. You can Venmo me and I'll just send it to you.
$500 doll hairs on the way.
I think I said $500. So if you give me 500 male deer
on the way,
they're probably worth more than a dollar a piece, right?
Probably.
I want to talk about A-Rod. A-Rod's down bad.
Yeah.
So he and J-Lo have officially
R.I.P. A-Rod.
Splitsville. And somebody named Kev on Twitter.
It's always a Kev.
From Kansas City, Missouri, it says. Tweeted out a screen recording of A-Rod's Instagram story. Which is him video recording pictures of them, frame pictures of them, and then culminating in a picture that says Jennifer and Alex with a heart in the sand. There's a gif of a blue beating heart, and he tagged her at J-Lo, and there is some Coldplay playing in the background. Not he didn't add it to the it's just blasting through his speakers and his pad right now.
Hey Rod, we've all been there, buddy.
Well, so this is what I want to talk about.
We've all been we've all had our hearts broken listening to Coldplay.
It's just blasting
posting on Instagram
you.
Stories.
Oh man.
We've all been there. We've all been there. So, God, that's a good song.
Here's what I want to talk about.
That's a good song.
Here's what I want to get at here.
I like that song.
A-Rod and J-Lo broke up after a long engagement. J-Lo's got more stones than Thanos at this point.
Ooh.
And A-Rod still got the better end of this deal because you know what J-Lo got A-Rod? A new image as someone who was engaged to J-Lo.
Yeah.
Before J-Lo, A-Rod was basically Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds should go propose to J-Lo right now. Is Barry Bonds married? Doesn't matter.
Maybe. Maybe not.
He should just go propose. He should just give J-Lo a ring and just say, hey, I want to be on Fox, ESPN. I want to get into the Hall of Fame. I want a nation to love me again. And you, J-Lo, are the person who can do that for me.
Yep.
So A-Rod is clearly, again, down bad. But then A-Rod did the thing that I think we've all done in some form or another when you're down bad. Heartbroken. Relationship. Out. J-Lo, out that door. Not coming back. Probably keeping the ring. Still again. A-Rod got the good end of that transaction. But then A-Rod goes and buys the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, he's the Derek Jeter to some other billionaire whose name I will not remember.
Yeah.
But he's the celebrity face. He and J-Lo, by the way, tried to buy the Mets together. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if they had bought the Mets?
I can't.
And then had whatever happened happen?
Been real bad.
Whew, that would have been the most Mets thing ever. That would have been so Mets. But here's I don't know that I've even got a specific answer to this. I probably do. I'm going to think about it. But A-Rod had his heart broke very plausibly because of his own actions, if you're going to believe a couple of the, you know, rumors about DMing Instagram models or whatever. Who said that? Was that it? Who knows? I don't know. I'm not in their DMs. I just think I saw like a tweet about that. But his little pick-me-up is an NBA franchise, including Anthony Edwards, who's apparently never heard of the man, which is hilarious. What a normal, like, this is just a open forum around the room. I would love to hear from Twitch or any chat watchers right now their answers. What has your post-breakup move been? Your most memorable one? Your most embarrassing one, the one you're most proud of, whatever you find notable. For me, I'm just thinking, and if it's not immediately post-breakup, maybe it's in sort of the revitalization, the fantabulous emancipation, as was a part of the title of the Birds of Prey movie. It was the Birds of Prey, the fantabulous emancipation of Harley Quinn. Watched the first hour of that movie and then fell asleep.
Might revisit it. It was good.
It was fine. I was just sleeping.
Exciting.
Boy. Okay, quick.
Felt like a rush of heroin through your body.
Quick sidetrack.
Actually, I think heroin makes you sleepy.
Quick sidetrack.
Like a rush of meth through your body.
I fell asleep in theaters both towards the end of Doctor Strange and Rogue One. I missed the Darth Vader scene that everyone talks about all the time, and I've not rewatched it. I just am sleep deprived.
I get it.
But what have you done? What have you done either immediately post-breakup or somewhere thereafter trying to really find yourself? A-Rod bought the freaking Timberwolves. Or he's the face of the group that bought the Timberwolves. What do you got, Rudy?
I tried by the Warriors once.
I want a real answer. I want you to bare your souls.
So I don't have anything embarrassing. I just shut my heart for like 10 years. It's like how you know like winter is coming, but you don't know when. It's like the heart will open, but who knows when. It's gonna be a minute. It's gonna take 7 seasons of a TV show or 6 seasons of a TV show, and then when it does, it's not gonna be that great.
Here's 2 good ones from Twitch chat. Beards, I'm gonna need an answer from you in just a second. Chaotic Warrior said, or excuse me, Human Torch said, going to Chipotle and enjoying multiple Trulies. Getting hammered at a Chipotle
is a tough one.
Oh yeah, we talked about Club Chipotle with Allie. Absolutely. Yeah. Going to Chipotle and enjoying multiple Trulies is the tough one.
Yeah.
Wes Burns on Twitch simply said Arby's.
I get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get it.
Absolutely. I've changed my hair enough over the years that at least one of those was a post-breakup, mm-hmm. kind of pre-getting my identity back together kind of thing.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know if I ever splurge on buying anything.
I am the shut everything down, pretend nothing bad ever happened person. Yeah, easy.
That's definitely. So I don't necessarily gotta be Beards'
so
lane,
like,
right?
I don't. I'm not doing like anything crazy, here. Right?
Yeah.
But like, it's like, but like, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Like I'm not like really letting my. I'm not getting in touch with my emotions. Just like no, nah, just bury them. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And sure, like at a young age, I'll probably die of a heart attack. But yeah, I'll be an okay ghost. Some people say that's when you really start living. Catchphrase of the movie. Once he died, he started to live. It's a tearjerker movie.
Human. Nope, I'm screwing this up again.
To learn about life.
Chaotic Warriors mentioned some vices. Some of them might not even be, strictly speaking, legal in all 50 states.
Alcohol with friends.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Human Torch or Jack in the Box, just depends on how bad it was. Wes Burns said the Jack in the Box tacos. I mean, that right there.
I mean, Jack in the Box is not legal in all 50 states. That is a fact.
Beards, what do you got? I'm going to give you one more chance to stall.
He absolutely played a video game.
Absolutely.
It's something video game related.
I have dyed a blonde streak into my hair, which looked pretty good if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I have dyed half of my hair blonde, like down the middle.
I seem to remember that.
Left mm-hmm. side was blonde, right yeah. side was brown. I dyed my hair that's black.
That's kind of
I remember that too.
The half and half is kind of an anime look.
Really was. Yeah. Honestly, kind of miss it.
Big anime boy vibes.
Kind of miss it. I went from black to blonde, which also included a very brief stretch where my hair looked like a red panda. Like, it was on my head. My scalp was bleeding. That was tough. I was too much product and, like, too many chemicals too quickly.
I seem to remember that.
Also possible. What do you got, Beards?
I don't know if I have anything, is the problem.
At least Rudy opened up about him not really having anything because he's repressed his emotions.
I faked sick from I remember this like when I was in high school. I faked sick for a week.
Yeah,
just like didn't go. I was just like, you know, I'm not going to school.
Need a week.
And I remember like I just sat at home and I played the entirety of you know of the first Assassin's Creed game. Like that's just all I did for
that's
that.
Good.
Week. Because I'm a 30-year-old man who's not in touch with his emotions. More in touch with his emotions now. Much, much more now. Not completely. Still a little broken on the inside, but much, much, much better place than I was when I was 18.
You ready for my answer?
Yeah.
I went to a basketball game at my old high school. That's about it. That's all I remember.
Like, you were no longer in high school.
Yes.
You went back to your old high school
yeah.
to just sit in the bleachers alone and watch a high school basketball game?
No, I think I went with my family.
Chaotic Warrior, I'm not attacking you. We are brothers in arm. We are in this together, my man.
Human Torch has steered the conversation in a different direction, saying, going back to the Fast and Furious talk from last night, if you start next week, you can watch a Fast and Furious movie a week and watch all of them before F9 comes out.
I just got a really bad idea.
Okay.
We're always looking for some weird content for the show.
I can't.
Do we watch a Fast and Furious movie a week?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Is there a spot to watch them all? That's
maybe.
Because that's the key.
Well, listen. None of us ever bought an NBA team. None of us had that good of stories. I'm sure I ate and made some terrible food. That's definitely got to be on the list for me. But here's what I think really sums this up. I had a few examples, and I tried. Rudy didn't really have any specific examples, but Rudy bared his soul.
Yeah.
Beard says, bleep your bit. I'm not going to say anything.
I don't
have
anything.
My shield is not going down.
Soul.
I am just going to hold up all of these defense mechanisms.
Sad. So between Amazon and HBO Max, we could get them, but you'd have to like rent them off Amazon. I'm not really trying to spend like $3 a week.
I was going
to
say that I've worked with Beards now pretty much almost every weekday for like, what now, 3 or 4 years or something. I still feel like there's a lot I don't know about Beards. Rudy doesn't even know where he went to college. He doesn't even know where he went to school.
Nope, I don't.
I can tell you what state he was in when he was in college.
Arkansas.
Denial.
That too.
Sometimes I wish you'd just let me finish the effing joke, Rudy. Stop trying to cut me off with the true answer.
So he was in Egypt? Denial.
I got it!
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Nothing really does anything for me, or neither does a lot for
me. Nothing in this world does anything for me anymore.
Yeah, I was never really...
I'm Rudy Salazar, staring into the void.
On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
This show's taking a pretty deep dive into Rudy's psyche tonight. Kind of worried about it.
Rudy, the okay ghost, with the okayest ghost you know.
Did you make a jingle for the show?
It's
about
like Casper.
You?
Casper the Friendly Ghost. It's the Casper the Friendly Ghost jingle. It's Casper the Friendly Ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. But it's okayest.
It'd be Rudy, 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 the okayest ghost you know.
Start chanting Rudy, 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 I'm going to start haunting real fast.
That's true. Also, I'm making that joke.
All of a sudden, we're 13 ghosts in here.
Oh, man. I would not want
that. I'm guessing you didn't see that movie.
Nope.
It's horrifying.
Didn't understand it.
Truly horrifying.
Didn't hear the reference.
One of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
I won't watch it. You know the scariest thing that I've ever experienced? Cool. Owning two houses I can't pay for on both sides of the country. We'll be back at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Until then, bye, Mom.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.